Iran's claim of arresting alleged CIA spies. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Tehran says it captured 17 Iranian nationals recruited by the CIA to spy on Iran's nuclear and military sites, and says some of the alleged spies have already been given death sentences. President Trump says Iran's claim has zero truth, and on Fox and Friends,
the Iranian regime has a long history of lying.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a former CIA chief, would not give any specifics about the arrests. An Iranian official says the CIA promised the alleged spies visas or jobs in America, and says some have already turned and are now working against the U.S. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tehran's claims come as tensions between Iran and the West have been rising steadily over a series of incidents in the Strait of Hormuz, culminating with Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to hold emergency talks about how to handle the incident. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has said that in his meeting with President Donald Trump on Monday, he will stress the need for political resolution to the protracted war in Afghanistan. Khan, who's in the U.S. on a three-day official visit in a bid to repair strained bilateral ties, had long campaigned against the use of U.S. military force to resolve the conflict, even before he came to power last year. A senior U.S. administration official said Trump will press Khan for assistance in advancing the Afghan peace process and encourage Pakistan to crack down on militants within its territory. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace talks with Taliban insurgents who are fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. This is VOA News. China has reacted with anger after a group of anti-government protesters in Hong Kong defaced the Chinese national emblem on Beijing's liaison office during a massive demonstration.